thing about Peggy working. She very much wants to work. She's looking for a job.
Okay, so we're getting
looking
somewhere.
For a job. No, and he said 2 weeks ago, not now, 2 weeks ago.
Do you want everybody to use this? Okay, good afternoon. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Thank to my colleague, Rabbi Dr. Lederach, for enabling this. Let's talk about one of the most important sugyas in Shas, bar none. Bar none. Now, this is a huge conversation, a huge discussion, and a huge sugya, which we'll only be able to top in a little bit, and that's the sugya of Torah Lishma, which is the sugya here in Daf Samach Beis, which I can't even begin to tell you how much this reverberates throughout the Daras. The Kitzer, and that's what it can only be, is the sugya talks about many inyanim of Limud Torah Lishma. The Braisa here brings that Lahava Hashem Lekecha Lishmaya Bekailai Ledav Kabai. So the Chazal say Shelo Yomer Adam Ekra Sheikrenu Chacham. A person cannot say I'm learning Torah, so I should be called a Chacham. El Lemoid Beahava V'Soif Hakavod Loimar Lavoi Shneimar Kishra Maluchas Lebecha. So what's the meaning of Lahava Hashem? Lahava Hashem Lekecha, which means to be Leimei Torah Mitoich Ahava. Then the Gemara brings, if you can put the Gemara on or Pesach, please, the member of Elazar Aram of Yitzchak Batzadok, which is Asei Dvarim L'Shem Po'olom, B'daber Bohem L'Shmam, Al Tasa Atara L'Iz Gadol Bohem, Nacham Olim Matar L'Shma. So the Marsha says that L'Shem Po'olom means to do the Pe'ula of the mitzvahs, to be Laimet Amanas La'asois, which is one of the major requirements that Chazal instituted in Asiyas Limud HaTorah and Asiyas HaMitzvahs, that Limud HaTorah has to be L'Shem La'asois. Pesach, is there an issue here? I see you started screen sharing, but talk to me so I can see if this is something that can come on. I'm giving the Olam Tamtzis. I don't see anything here. My screen is no screen sharing. It just said has started screen sharing. Double click to enter full screen mode, which I did. I don't see any screen sharing on. Try it again. So the Marsha says L'Shem Pala means Lilmaid Almanaf La'asais. And this, however, is not like the Shittas of Rabbeinu. Now I have echoes. The Rush says the Dabrahan L'Shman means that it should be L'Shem Torah, which means to understand the limud of the Torah. It's important to see the Lashon of the Rush inside. Pirish, Shechol diburcha ma'asa'acha b'divrei Torah, you L'Shem Torah. They laid in the haven or l'his of lek ha'pilpul. Well, l'kantar v'l'his ga'ais. There should be L'Shem Torah, to be have more of an, more lekach, more pilpul, and not for L'his ga'ois. So the two mahalchim seem to be on not necessarily contradictory tracks, but they seem to be parallel tracks. According to the Marsha, it's Lilmoid Ali De Lasois, and according to the Rush, which I wish I had in front of me, I see you are correct, not broadcasting. So that's a good idea. But if you re-log on, that means we take this off. Can I continue even while you're re-logging, Rav Pesach, please answer? Okay, so I'm going to continue while we try to get the screen sharing on. So the two mahalchim seem to be, if not necessarily directly contradictory, they seem to be somewhat different. So Rabbeinu Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim, and Shar Dalet, which is the Yisoid, the Amud HaAmudim of the Torah Welt, that's what Rabbeinu Hagra, as explicated through the Talmud, Ruchaim Volozhin's Shita in Limud HaTorah, which is undergirded, there we go, all of the yeshivas in the last 200 plus years. So the Nefesh HaChaim and Shaar Dalet explains what the concept of Torah Lishma is. And he says, when the Gemara said L'shem Dveikus, that means that you have to be Dovuk B'Hashem. That's not true. Because then it would be better to say Tillim all day. You can become a bigger Oved Hashem through Tillim. Ein Prusha Dveikus K'ma Shesayim Atarai V'Olam. This is right at the beginning of Shaar Dalet. Why? Tillim, David HaMelech tried that. Because David Lelavani is Baruch Shaisim with Tzlemi Chashi, Baruch Yolaisim, Gana Goyim Va'olais. Said, and Rabbi Hashem rejected that. We want Nagoyim and Ha'olais. Aresha, Isip, Bilchaz, Ashas, Be'im, Be'egiyah, Inan Yaisir, Nala, Va'ov, Lefani, is Baruch, my mirror is Tillim. So that can't be it. The Nefesh HaChaim, throughout Shaar Dalet, explains what Torah is all about. And this is a limit which I urge everybody to undertake on their own or with chaburis. We've done this in some of our limudim. There's enough because we can redo this. But if you scroll down here a little bit, Pesach, you can see the Reb Chaim says, Ikar din tes freeze. Who says David HaMelech's bakasha was granted? I think Pukhazi. Ma'amadavar, we don't find as an answer. And he says, if it was just Dveikus to the Masechta or Perik or Mishnah Achas would be enough and Chazar this whole thing over again, then why do we find that Chazal and Meshabeach, Yidayle HaDayreis, like such as Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, because he knew everything. And Reb Chaim goes on to be Marach. And in several places, both in Shaar Dalet and in his other writings on Avos, the Ruach Chaim, he goes on to explain that the Kavana, and this is how the Mefarshim on Nefesh HaChaim explain, that the mitzvahs, the matar of mitzvahs is to be mechavim to the Ratzon Hashem. And Limud HaTorah is Gufa, the ultimate Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, what the Rebbe Shem wants is Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah. So now we seem to have here several Mahalchim here. Let's see if we can straighten this out. Mahalch number one, as I said, is the Marsha. It's worth seeing the Marsha inside, where the Marsha says that the Ikar Limud is Limud Amnas Lasais. This Marsha is hardly alone. The Marsha has much backup here. I suggest to the Olam, if you get a chance, you know, this is the kind of things people learn Shulis time in Limud HaTorah, but this is a very important limud here in Nefesh HaChaim Shaar Dalet. We don't have time to do this inside, so the Olam can take a look at this Herchav Biur. But I need you to show you the Olam the Marsha, which we may have skipped before. There it is. Okay. So the Marsha says, Pirish Aran Dachuk Manira. Shlayam Ashley Krendel Shlayel Shmel Lib Mehava Limud Lakayim Mitzvahs Bayrai. She Tsarif, my said, Zlazel Limud, Vaimer Kain Ham Lim Zikamba, Lassus Vasim Tachem Ushar, etc. Now, Lem Shad that Lil Maid Lassus. Lishate Marsha, as you can see, sideline there. The side of it is Lil Maid Al Medei Lassus. Tachas of all mitzvahs, Limud HaTorah, Tshuva, Ma'asim Tovim, is Lilmoid, El Shalel Al Asais. Limud Shalel Lishma is Laman Amanas Lakayim, and Ein Laman Al Asa Kayim. Lishma is Amanas Lakayim. In other places, we see that the Indian Lishma is Limud Al Asais, and the Ramasha is hardly alone here because both the Shlok Kodesh and the Goyim and Reb Chaim himself say that. So would we have a steer here in the Nefesh HaChaim about the Nisht? It's much more sophisticated and multifaceted than that. When the Nefesh HaChaim says Lilmud Lishma means L'shem Limud, he's not being Shailad Amalas Lasos. Baharaya, in many sources, in the Sefer HaZman of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Kover, it was Peshlichi L'Agra, Talmud Reb Chaim, explained that the Gemara Nefesh HaChaim is, we are need to learn because the Torah told us that we need to know what to do. So it's Pashut that that is included in Limud. And they're not being Shailel that. But we find in other sources that Limud is supposed to bring to other things. If you look in Rama Cheshuva, Rama says, so there must be many different prongs of Lishma. And therefore, it's just too easy to say, as we would sometimes do in the Sugya, making a machlekes or shayim or achrayim, and this is how it works. But the Marsha's Derech is certainly sourced both in Chazal, such as the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says, Tachlis of Torah is tshuva ma'aseh mitayvim, which means the Torah has to bring a tachlis to be mekayim it. Rashi in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin says, Eisus l'shma ne'ach shalei nivra, meaning he's being lamed al nas l'kanter and not lasais. The Tosfos HaRosh says, Eishalei l'shma is shalei lamed al shamas shalei l'kayim, just for intellectual purposes. Ruach Chaim himself says Lamed Lishma is Almanas Lasais, and the contemporary Bali Machshava, a good example of that is Yedidi Oiz, Hagoyim Bal Shiras Nosson, who explains that in his Sefer and Talmud Torah that both the Shla and the Goyin hold that Dinei Torah Lishma is Lamed Almanas L'Kayim, but it's not a stira to the halach of the Nefesh HaChaim. Because all these things come together. The three prongs of Lamed Amunas Lasseis, Lamed L'Shem Limud, and the third of Ahavas Hashem as explicated in the Rambam Milchus Tshuva are not Seiser Zeh Ezeh. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Milchus Tshuva Perek Yud, all the way towards the end of Milchus Tshuva, here is the second. Here is the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim on Pirkei Avos. Is Limud Yesh Kama Pniyos LaHava Samamim Kavidom De'Amayin. I don't know how exactly you make money out of learning, but over the centuries, there's been plenty of opportunities for that, one way or the other. Most people learn Torah because Rosh Hashanah said to do that. Halavai, we should do that. Scroll down a little bit, Pesach. Freeze. That's the philosophers. Both from Chaim and famously the Avner Nezer and his Agdama to the Akli Tal, both are Shoylel, anyone who claims that you're not allowed to be Nana from the Chochmah, which is why when the Avner Nezer said that there is people who say that you're not allowed to have Simcha from your learning, and some people wanted to say that if this is Reb Chaim, absolutely not true. Now you see, Reb Chaim says you can be Nana from learning Torah, no problem. So here again, Reb Chaim uses the word L'Shem Maisa. So it can't be that simple that we have three different dinim and everybody separates in that. No, everybody is on the same basic page. And if you go into the Rambam, Milchus Tshuva, you'll see the Rambam says that the Ikra Avodas Hashem is to come to the Madrega of Ahavas Hashem, which is the highest Madrega, this year refers to Ahava. And he said, this is what the Torah of me, this is there. This is the Sefer, I guess, Neres Nassen, I think. Shiras Nassen. A wonderful, wonderful Sefer. Go down. Go down. Scroll. Pesach. Frozen. I need to show the Elm the Rambam. And then we'll have three Mahalchim, which the contemporary Bali Machshava here, the Rambam's Ma'arichim Per Yud, one of those, the wrap up to Hilchos Teshuva. For those who learn one Perek of Hilchos Teshuva every day to Sereis Mitshuva, this is the one that's learned Yom Kippur alone, Yom Kippur, Perek Asiri, and it's the most deepest Perek. And the Rambam goes through how a person is supposed to do all the mitzvahs, and in particular, lemetar looking halacha dalot. I'm a chamer shayin. Shem time rain lemetar b'shvil sheyah asher. Shem every shul shikavus chaver lamba. Tav lemer lemav shikol mach ad loy tas el bahava. Havas Hashem. Matim lugam gavneil lugam the maskilam. Ahavas Hashem. No schar. And if you're doing it, it's shalei lishma in halacha hay. Psak of the Rambam. And it's not as good lishma. Most people learn that way. Okay, we'll get schar for it. Yes, is it as good as learning l'shem ahavas Hashem? Obviously not. Other rishonim say Rashi in Saita Daf Chavez says ahavas Hashem is the ikrichi of nitzivui. So how does this all reconcile? So there are various mahalchim in the contemporary Bali Machshava to say that all three of these mahalchim, the Marsha, Limud HaTorah, Umayt, the Lasais, the Rush, Lahisif, Lahavin, Lekach HaPilpul, Wele Kanter, and Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh Chaim, who says, "Lilumud HaTorah l'shem Torah," just to know Kol HaTorah Kula, whatever that means. And of course, there's a vast literature on what Reb Chaim means. In the subsequent Bali Machshava, all are not necessarily seiser ze as ze. And we can give you some Mar Mekaymus. Some of them are printed here in the contemporaries, and I'll let you go through it yourself. But I'll just show you, for instance, in Sefer Ali Be'er, in Masech Desaita, scroll down. Or Ali Be'er is the right way to pronounce it. The editors here picked one out of literally 50 things that they could have used to underscore this. And Ashrayim that they always find interesting ways to do that. Here, they quote from Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, who I hope we will have the schus of hearing from in person at the Yarch Kala. And he quotes the various shitas. The Rush, the Taisus HaRush, Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim himself, who seems to say, L'shma is almanas lasais. Keep on going. Keep on going. Okay, so that's for the next week. So this is a maramokoyim, which you'll have to dig up the end of it here on the various sheets here to try to shtelavak how that this is not a machlekes, because learning l'Hashem havas Hashem, as the Rambam says, l'omed alas l'kayim, as the Marsha and others, including Reb Chaim, say, Laymed Almanas to have learn all Yudias Satira, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, Laymed Almanas Lefalpa B'Lohaisa Lekach, as the Rush say, are all four quadrants, the hardest four chambers to it. Your Tira heart has to have different chambers to it. And this is the chamber that we need here, Hashem Yudias Satira. At Khan for today, I will see everybody next week. Thank you to my Yidid Nefesh, Professor Lederach, for allowing this taping on a late revised schedule. We'll reconcile next week or by side. This thing, this limud of this week, so vast, so complex, but nevertheless so important that it really, frankly, doesn't have to be done as a part of limud of Daf Shavu Nedarim. It should undergird your limud forever. So take some of these sources out. And see if you can work with them to have some understanding of how the Gedalei Bali Hadairis understood what the site of Limud is. And I'm sure you'll have a better Havana just going through some of the contemporary writings in their reconciliation of all the classical shittos. Everybody have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Yeshu Kachach. Thank you, Jeff.